News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Maintenance workers in SIPTU are going to take strike action next month following a years-long dispute over updated salary scales. John McCamley is with us. He's SIPTU Ambulance Sector Organiser. John, as I understand it, this all hinges on paramedics and ambulance workers now doing more advanced tasks than they previously would have, providing more advanced treatment, but not being paid commensurate with that.
Good morning, Anton. Yes, the dispute, which has rolled on now for 6 years, is based on an independent report that found that our members over the last number of years have moved from what was essentially a patient transport service into a pre-hospital care service, where our members now administrate, where they used to administrate about 4 medications. Now for paramedics, it's 31. For advanced paramedics, it's 57 different types of medication. So they've changed the entire emphasis of the service over the last 20 years. The independent report found that because of that change, the enhanced pay scales should be brought in to bring them up in recognition of those skills, of that training, bring them in line with other health professionals. Unfortunately, we haven't had that, the implementation of that recommendation to date, and that's what the dispute is over.
So the strike action that is likely to follow, what is it that you are planning?
Well, we're planning a series of days of strike action beginning on the 12th of May, one day, and then 2 days and 3 days and so on and forth. There'll also be a work to rule. Now, let's be clear, our members don't want to take industrial action. They'd rather be carrying out their job, serving the public. We have asked the HSE to meet us without any preconditions, and that's one of the big issues that we've had. The HSE insist that the only reason they would meet us would be to not recognise the training and the upskilling we've done over the last 15 years, but to put forward another slew of upskilling and training for our members and more modernisation without recognition of that previous those previous tasks. And that's where the crux of the issue is. We don't want to meet in preconditions. We want to deal with the implementation of the independent report. As okay. I said, it's 6 years old now at this stage.
Now, John, obviously,
so it's now even out of date.
Indeed, it's a challenge for any frontline service to go on strike because it is desperately difficult for you to take industrial action that doesn't have direct and potentially catastrophic implications for the people that you serve. How do you protect patients? How do you protect those who need your service while you take this action?
Well, obviously, we're conscious of having this reduction without putting anybody at risk. The National Ambulance Service provides two services, which is obviously the emergency services and patient transport services. So we're confident that we can provide industrial action without putting the public at risk. But again, the HSC are the key here. They can stop this happening. All they need to do is meet with us without any preconditions.
John, thank you very much. That is John McCamley, who is SIPTU Ambulance Sector Organiser.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.